previously on the Vampire Diaries.
The only thing stronger than your craving for blood is your love for this one girl. Your humanity is killing you.
Wait for it. Feel something. Anything, Stefan. Because if you don't, you're going to lose me forever.
Ross killed your mother. He has a hold on you, on me, on everyone. He has for 1,000 years. We have to make it stop.
They're looking for Michael.
The vampire who hunts vampires.
You don't want to wake him. He will kill all of you.
I thought you might know how to kill Klaus.
I can kill Klaus, and I will.
As long as Klaus is alive,
I do what he says. Michael, get Klaus back to Mystic Falls. And I will gladly drive a stake through his heart. Fail, I'll drive it through yours.
Portland is fantastic. Once you get over all the whiny music and healthy-looking people, it's literally a breeding ground for werewolves.
Your father's dead.
What did you say to me?
Oh, my mistake. Not your actual father. Not dead. Michael. Daggered. What do you want me to do with the body?
Well, first, I want you to explain to me exactly what happened.
All right, we'll say that Michael followed Elena in here. He tried to grab her so he could use her as bait.
And you what? Vervained him?
No, we vervained him. Guy's an original, to make it realistic.
Okay, fine.
We vervained him, and in the process, discovered that he had a dagger.
Which you plan to use on Rebecca, but instead...
We drove it through his heart.
And what happens when he asks to see Michael's body?
Good point. You, my brother, have been compelled to do what Klaus says, so the idea is to lure him back here and kill him. Last thing we need is you getting tripped up and tongue-tied.
Well, don't look at me. I'm just in charge of getting him back here.
Klaus is smart. If we tell him that Michael's dead, he won't proof.
Then I shall be dead.
He wants to see you in person.
Well, it means our plan is working. Klaus will absolutely want to see my body. You lure him here, and I will kill him.
With what? Those daggers won't work on him.
Well, I'm in possession of a stake fashioned from the wood of the ancient white oak tree. The one that left these ashes when it burnt.
Where is it?
Not here. So knowing its location is my insurance policy.
Against what?
You leaving this in my heart? You see, a vampire can't dagger an original without dying. So, it falls to you.
You want me to actually dagger you?
Klaus will leave nothing to chance. Especially when it comes to trust.
I want to see him. I want to see his rotting body.
For myself.
Well, he's here. Come by whenever.
If you're lying to me, Stefan, your compulsion will expose you, so answer with your life. Is what you're saying the truth?
It's true.
I saw it with my own eyes.
I want to talk to Rebecca.
Well, that's not a problem. She's right here.
Hello, Nick.
Rebecca, love.
What's this I hear about Michael's
tragic run-in with Attacker?
It's true. Finally, I saw lives for good. I miss you. I'm miserable here.
I'll be home soon.
Good. I'll see you then, brother. He bought it. He's coming home.
Now, was that easy or what?
Let's just get this over with. finally. It's okay, Lorna.
Come back.
Whatever fatherly rubbish you're thinking, save it. Nothing you say matters to me.
I see. Where's my dagger?
Elena has it, so you can forget your plans to use it on me.
You were never the one I was after.
Nick was my family. If you were after him, you were after me.
He blinded you, Rebecca. He killed your mother.
I know what he did, and he'll pay for it with his life. But Nick was not born a killer. None of us were. You did this to us when you turned us into vampires. You destroyed our family. Not him.
Rebecca.
I hate everything in my closet. I have nothing to wear to homecoming.
So don't go. Let's stay home, order takeout, and overanalyze ancient hieroglyphic thingies with a lark.
We have to go. Caroline will kill us.
Oh, Caroline actually has a date.
You know that you can talk to me about Jeremy, right?
I don't need to talk about it. He fell in love with his ghost girlfriend and lied about it. What's done is done.
You have to talk about it. He hurt you, Bonnie. I'm mad at him, too.
You're mad at your little brother. You'll yell at him a little, teach him a life lesson. But you can't really be mad like I'm mad, Bonnie. And you shouldn't have to be. He's your brother. So no, I can't really talk to you. We can't trust Rebecca not to turn on us.
Oh, really? You know, vampires are usually so reliable.
Bonnie was right. Rebecca may be mad at class now, but he's her brother.
Her lying, mama-killing, dagger-happy brother. Full spans ready.
There are too many things that can go wrong with this plan. Too many people that can make it go wrong.
Well, I am formulating a secret contingency plan.
Really? What is it?
Well, if I told you, then it wouldn't be a secret.
I need to borrow a tie.
You have your own ties.
I'm 162 years old, and I'm going to a homecoming dance. I need better ties.
You could not go.
I'm compelled to protect you. And if I look at your track record at high school dances, it's pretty tragic. My luck, you'll go ahead and get yourself murdered by the homecoming queen.
I know how to do it. Lark taught me.
Elena, this thing blows up in her face. Just remember, only one of us heals quickly.
Please tell me that you have a better plan than Wolfsbane grenades.
Never you mind, brother. The less you know, the better.
My freedom from Klaus rests entirely upon you two executing your plan perfectly. So, excuse me if I'm a bit cynical.
You're the one that we should be worried about. If Klaus asks you one wrong question, whole thing falls apart.
You do have reason to worry, but if I look back at our history of epic plan failures, it's usually because one of us let our humanity get in the way. So if I'm taking odds on how this thing goes down, it's certainly not going to be me who screws it up. I'll see you at homecoming. I can't wait.
Hey, can you give me the glitter gun?
Hey, can't we fix the decorating and go grab a bite?
Oh, I have a thermos in my bag.
I mean a real bite. Rebecca knows some people who like to be fed on. They're into it. We don't even have to compel them.
Okay, first of all, I finally almost just got your mother to stop hating me, so I probably don't want to get caught in some weird vampire threesome with her son. And secondly, quit hanging out with Rebecca, the evil blood slut.
Just keep the claws in tonight at the dance, okay? For me.
So, who has the misfortune of being compelled to be her date?
Matt said he'd take her.
But you set her up with Matt?
She wants to go to the dance and he didn't have anyone to go with. He drinks for Vade. She can't feed on him. What's the big deal?
big deal, Tyler. It's that Matt is an innocent, good person. We should not be going to dances with evil blood sluts.
Matt's a guy, Caroline, and Rebecca's hot. Don't overthink this.
This is a sire thing, isn't it? Please tell me this is some weird family extension of your sire bond to Klaus.
I'm here hanging streamers and have glitter all over my hands. If I'm sired to anybody, it's you.
Getting a head start, huh?
Embarrassing truth. This is my first high school dance.
Ever?
I never really had time for high school before. Nick and I were always moving around, running. Anyway, I didn't want to leave anything to chance. Have you heard any more from him?
No. I'm sure that when he does return, he'll do it with flair.
And Damon and my father are all set with their plan?
Yes.
Don't tell me. I don't want to know. I want to go to the dance and leave the rest to Michael.
I know it's really hard. So thank you for helping us get Klaus back into town.
Just be careful. I've been running for 1,000 years for a reason. Michael is not a good person, and he definitely can't be trusted. No one in my family can.
Are you okay?
I've spent my whole life loving and hating my brother with equal measure. I never thought that I'd be the one to help drive this take through his heart. No tears, I don't want to ruin my makeup. But I look.
You look amazing. But you're missing one thing.
My mother's necklace.
You should wear it tonight. May I? I can't leave anything to chance either.
And I'm back. Hard.
It had to be done. Rebecca was never going to be completely on her side.
Hey, I'm not judging you. It's very Catherine of you.
Not the way to make me feel better about myself, Damon.
It was a compliment. Sort of.
Stefan is right. Someone's going to let their humanity get in the way and screw this whole thing up. It's probably going to be me.
Elena, you just daggered somebody. You're going to be fine.
Yeah, but I feel bad about it. I care too much. That's the problem, Damon. I'm the weak link.
That makes you feel any better. She's not really dead.
Do you trust him? Michael?
Nope.
What about Seth?
Nope. Not as long as he's under Klaus's control.
Then we need a better plan.
I know what to do. You're just not gonna like it.
Why not?
Because when this all goes down, I don't want you having any part of it.
What does that mean?
Do you trust me?
Yes.
Then you have nothing to worry about.
No way.
What happened?
The gym's flooded. Dance is canceled.
Excuse me? Well, what are we supposed to do now? So does that mean I don't have to go?
You wish.
No, Tyler's moving the party to his house.
Kegs and beer pong for homecoming, that's different.
Just say you're still coming.
I'll see you there.
Elena!
Matt, hey.
Hey.
Slight problem with your homecoming date.
What happened?
How would you feel about a backup date?
Wait, is that a band outside?
Who are all these people?
This is weird. Where is Tyler?
Hey, Stefan. What's up?
Hey, Tyler. What party you got going on?
Thanks, but I'm not the one throwing it. I'm just doing what Klaus wants.
What do you mean?
It's not a party, man. It's a wake.
Good evening, everyone! I want to thank you all for being here with me to celebrate. It's been a long time coming.
So much for homecoming.
This is weird. Us being here together?
Miss Caroline, she doesn't know anything. Act. Hey,
what?
Yeah, apparently our sired hybrid friend Tyler thought it'd be okay to let his master throw a party. Well, I expected more surprise.
I've learned not to be surprised by anything Klaus does. I'm gonna go find Bonnie.
Wait, what's going on? And what are you two doing here together? I thought you were supposed to be here with Rebecca.
Plans changed. I need a drink.
Planning my father's funeral for 1,000 years. Granted, in no fashion get any of these people invited, but you get the idea.
So what now? Stop running?
Now, I reunite my family.
Family? You mean the people you cart around in caskets?
None of that matters anymore. Michael's gone.
Bygones will be bygones.
Seems the homecoming queen still walks among the living, which leads me to believe Rebecca isn't here. Where is she?
I have no idea. I thought she was coming with Matt.
I'll be honest now, Stefan. Where's my sister?
I said, I have no idea. How would you like me to take you to your father?
Well, it wouldn't be a party without the guest of honor, would it? Bring him to me.
All right. Perhaps there's something in it for me. My freedom from your compulsion.
Oh, you want your freedom. Well, once he's dead and his weapon destroyed, you'll have your freedom. It'll be my pleasure to give it back to you.
My daughter go to the dance?
Yep. You missed the photo op. Did you get the steak?
I did.
I'm not going to take your word for it. No offense to your honor and all.
None taken.
Fancy. Eh?
It's the only weapon on this earth that can kill an original, so I think I'll hold on to it. No offense.
Quite often you drink, Captain tells me you're more of a vampire on the rocks kind of guy.
Well, technically, you could still offer.
Quite a few are vampires. Don't tell me it's for the smooth aftertaste.
I had a hand in creating vampires, but bloodlust was never my intention. Over the centuries, I learned to feed from the predator, not the innocent.
Change of plans. Klaus is back. He's at the Lockwoods. And he wants your body delivered to his doorstep.
I'm afraid he's in for a colossal disappointment.
Well, he's certainly not going to come here. Hope your plan didn't depend on that.
Didn't depend on that.
But you do have a plan, right?
Oh, yeah. We got a plan, right? Just doesn't involve you. You couldn't just break his neck?
Well, it certainly occurred to me.
Seriously freak if she saw these people here.
Your mother won't be a problem. I compelled her to go to church and pray for your friends.
What are you talking about?
I want you to look around. There's Bonnie. There's Elena, Matt. And there's your pretty little girlfriend, Caroline. Their big dance was wrecked tonight, and who came through with the party? You did. A pal. But who are all these other people here?
I have no idea. I've never seen half these people in my life.
Well, that's because I invited a few dozen friends of my own. That's my friend Mindy. Picked her up along the way in Kansas. Did you know that there's an entire bloodline of werewolves in the heartland? There's Tony from North Dakota, and let's not forget the Seattle contingent.
Hold on. Are those people all hybrids?
Well, they also love a good party. And they, like you, are sired by me. They wish to serve their master. So if anyone should so much as make a move against me, they may feel obligated to retaliate. Feel free to warn your friends.
What are you up to with Klaus?
Nothing.
He's on to you, Caroline.
Whatever you all think you're about to pull off, he's two steps ahead of you.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about.
You're lying to me.
You know, actually, I'm not. I don't know anything. But even if I did, I wouldn't tell you about it because you're sired to Team Klaus now, and you can't be trusted. So can we please just go back to the party now?
Seems I have you to thank for Michael's demise.
You came at me. I didn't have a choice.
Still, I'm impressed. It's not easy for a human to tackle an original.
It wasn't the first time.
Right. Elijah. You seem nervous.
I'm not nervous. I just don't like you.
Well, get straight to the point then, shall I, love? People have been after me for 1,000 years. But I am always one step ahead. So whatever it is you're thinking of trying, go for it. Give it your best shot. You won't succeed.
Invite only, vampire. Here's my RCP. Hybrid.
you do to her?
It's just revenge.
She'll be fine, but I need you to get her out of here as fast as possible.
What's going on?
Something's going down against Klaus. And this house is full of hybrids like me that can't let anything happen to him.
What do you mean, can't?
I can't explain it. I can't fight against it. I just know that I need to protect him, no matter who gets in my way.
By attacking Caroline?
I'm protecting her, Matt. This is the only way to keep her safe. Please, just get her out of here safely. Get everyone out.
As the host, you should know these hybrids don't make the best first impression.
Whatever move you're making, Klaus is going to be ready for you. He'll kill anyone at this party if he has to.
Tell someone who cares.
You're supposed to witchy migraine me.
You weren't supposed to kill Tyler.
He's trying to bite me.
What is that?
Nothing.
Oh my God, it's the... Why do you have it?
Because I'm the only one who can get inside the house.
You have a visitor.
Well, tell my visitor I'm on the brink of victory here.
He said his name is Michael.
And keep him waiting. Move everyone out back. And then we'll chat with my dad. Tony, you know what to do. Hello, Niklas.
Hello, Michael. Come in. Oh, that's right, I forgot you can't.
Oh, you can come outside if you want.
Or I could watch my hybrids tear you limb from limb.
They can't kill me.
True. But it'd make a hell of a party game. All I have to do is rub these two fingers together and they'll pounce.
A big bad wolf. You haven't changed. Still hiding behind your playthings like a coward. Don't you forget, they may be sired by you, but they're still part vampire. And they can be compelled by me.
He'll do it.
If she dies, this lot will be the last of your abominations.
I don't need them. I just need to be rid of you.
To what end? Niklas, so you can live forever with no one at your side? Nobody cares about you anymore, boy! Who do you have other than those whose loyalty you force? No one.
Your bluff, father. Kill her.
Come outside and face me, you little coward. And I won't have to.
My whole life you've underestimated me. If you kill her, you lose your leverage. So go ahead. Go on, kill her. Come on, old man. Kill her. Kill her!
Your impulse, Niklas. It has and will forever be the one thing that keeps you from truly being great.
What do you think?
I'm sorry, I stabbed you. It was the only thing I could think of to get you out of there.
Oh, yeah? Not... Oh, hey, Caroline. I'm worried about what might happen this evening, so maybe you should just go home and watch Dancing with the Stars.
If you knew all your friends were going to get together and try and take down Klaus, would you have left?
No.
So there you go. I saved you from your own stubbornness.
This isn't funny, Tyler. How am I supposed to be with you when you're sired to him?
I need you to understand, Caroline.
Understand what? That you're one of the bad guys now?
Understand that this is who I am. There's nothing that I could do about it. Klaus can't be killed. I can't be fixed. Understand that I'm okay with it.
But how are you okay with it?
Because it's better. I don't have to turn, Caroline. Not unless I want to. I never have to go through that pain again. If being sired to Klaus is the price that I have to pay, so be it.
But you don't have any true control over yourself.
I never did before. The full moon controlled me. After everything that we've been through, you've been there for me through all of it. Don't turn your back on me now.
This happen?
We thought of everything, Elena. Klaus having hybrids, Michael turning on us. We brought in Catherine so you weren't in danger. Anything that could have gone wrong, we were prepared.
I don't understand. Stefan wanted Klaus dead more than anything. That's what we were counting on.
We blew it.
Where's Catherine?
She went for the hill, like usual. The minute things got bad, and who blames her? Klaus would have crushed her. I had Klaus. This could have all been over.
Hey. Damon, hey, listen to me. We'll survive this. We always survive. Trust.
me.
I'm never getting Stefan back. You know that, don't you?
Then we'll let him go. Okay? We'll have to let him go.
Not interested in the play-by-play of our failure right now, Catherine.
I'm just calling to say goodbye. I don't know what to tell you. You had a good plan, Damon. And that's high praise coming from me.
It's not very comforting at the moment. You going back into hiding?
At least my life's not boring.
Goodbye, Damon.
Take care of yourself, Catherine.
He doesn't know where it all went wrong.
He doesn't need to know.
Are you good from here? I need to put about 1,000,000 miles between myself and class as soon as possible. Stefan.
Elena.
Not exactly. Pep up. Only got a minute before they realize that I'm not at the party.
You seem nervous.
I'm not nervous. I just don't like you.
People have been after me for 1,000 years, and I am always one step ahead. So whatever it is you're thinking of trying, go for it. Give it your best shot. You won't succeed.
I'll be for lack of trying.
Are you be smart to tell Damon to mind his manners tonight? Because if I die, I've already ensured that he'll die along with me. Even in death, my hybrids have their orders, so you kill me, you're killing him too.
How did you know that I would stop Damon?
I didn't. I was just hoping that you would want to. If Klaus gets killed, he's taking Damon down with him.
So pull the plug on the plan.
And face the wrath of Michael. We'll all be dead. Okay, look, I know that you've turned off your humanity and that you don't care, so there's only one solution.
What's that?
Care, Stefan. Care enough to save Damon's life. Because I am going back to that party and I'm seeing this plan through. Klaus will be killed. And we'll have our freedom. But then Damon will be dead. Your brother will be dead, Stefan. Unless you care enough to do something about it.
You wanted Klaus dead for 500 years. Why would you risk all that just to save Damon's life?
I wasn't just trying to save Damon's life, Stefan. I was trying to save yours. Your humanity. Let's just say I like the old you better.
Come on, Catherine. You don't care about anybody but yourself, you never have.
You and I both know that that is not true. I loved you. I loved Damon, too. Humanity is a vampire's greatest weakness. No matter how easy it is to turn it off, it just keeps trying to fight its way back in. Sometimes I let it.
I can't let it all back in. I don't want to. Not after everything I've done.
Of course you don't want to. But if you don't let yourself feel, you won't be able to do what I need you to do next.
What's that?
Get mad.
Rebecca, where are you? Pick up the phone, darling. Daddy's dead. It's time for a family reunion. Stefan, miss me already?
I'm just calling to thank you for my freedom.
Well, I'd like to believe I'm a man of my word, more or less.
Yes.
Came at too high of a price.
took everything from me, Klaus.
Let bygones be bygones, trust me. Resentment gets old.
No one ever gets old?
Revenge.
No.
What's the matter, Klaus? Missing something?
What are you doing?
Just enjoying my freedom.
I will kill you and everyone you've ever met.
You do that, and you will never see your family again. I wonder, Klaus, as someone who's been one step ahead for 1,000 years, are you prepared for this?